From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Village residents have an opportunity June 27th to attend an open house and discuss potential waterfront development. The village in 2017 was awarded $85,000 by the State Department of State to complete a local waterfront revitalization program. The program provides coastal municipalities with assistance to reduce flood risk and increase economic development and recreation along the riverfront. As the village moves into the final stage of updating its comprehensive plan, residents are being asked about waterfront revitalization. The village is partnering with Crawford and Associates to create its program. Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley said, and I quote, "No idea is too small or too large. The sky is the limit," end quote. Seeley hopes residents will take the time to consider what type of economic development they want to see along the river. The new comprehensive plan is expected to be completed by late September. Donna Werner of Crawford & Associates said by developing a plan, the village will balance economic development with preservation of natural resources and develop a future around its waterfront. The village is partnering with Crawford & Associates to create the program. The first open house will be held at 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, June 27th at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center in the village. During the meeting, the waterfront plan will be presented for public comment. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Development Corporation, June 25th, selected Kirsten Keck to replace John Gilstrap on its board. Gilstrap stepped down after serving one term. Keck is the owner of William Farmer and Sons Restaurant in Hudson and a member of the city's tourism board. She will serve a 3-year term on the HDC board. Keck said she was pleased to represent Front Street, which is among the areas eyed for redevelopment under the state's $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. In other business, the board went behind closed doors to discuss HDC's proposed acquisition of a small parcel of land from CSX Corporation. That parcel would allow primary access to the former Katz Warehouse property on Montgomery Street, which is already owned by HDC. Board President Robert Rasner said that although a contract between CSX and HDC exists for the purchase of the property, the sale has yet to be completed. A survey and environmental review of the parcel must be completed before the transaction can be finalized. The closing date is expected to be set sometime after July 15th. The $175,000 purchase of the property will be financed by a $200,000 loan from the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting Springwood, the residents of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, located in Hyde Park, will be closed to the public from April 1st to October 31st, 2020, to allow for needed interior and exterior work. A statement issued by officials said the work will be, and I quote, "highly disruptive to the ability to provide adequate visitor service to Springwood," end quote. So the decision was made to suspend tours of the home. However, the Presidential Library and Museum at the FDR Historic Site, as well as the Visitor's Center, will remain open during the work, and public access to the gravesite of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt will not be affected. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, June 25th, put forward legislation that would lift the debt ceiling for farmers seeking Chapter 12 bankruptcy protection. The Rhinebeck Democrat proffered the measure as a tool for allowing farmers to rebuild their finances in what he called, and I quote, "a down farm economy," end quote. The Family Farmer Relief Act would raise the debt ceiling from $3.2 million to $10 million, thereby allowing farmers to retain assets and continue operations. Delgado said in testimony before the House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee, and I quote, This story is not unique to New York 19 or upstate New York. This is an urgent national issue for our farmers, end quote. First-term congressman has made support of family farms a centerpiece of his legislative agenda. During his testimony, Delgado quoted a 2018 study as saying that, and I quote, net farm income is expected to remain flat over the next 10 years and, when accounting for inflation, to fall in real terms, end quote. The USDA found that the number of farms in New York dropped by 2,100, or 6%, between 2012 and 2017. The Family Farmer Relief Act has the support of the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union. It is opposed by the American Bankers Association. The 19th Congressional District is the 8th most rural in the nation and the 3rd most rural represented by a Democrat, with more than 5,000 farms and 8,000 farm operators. Read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.